Where do the boundaries sit? Sean thinks as he moves past the window. He tries to place it all. Montenegro, Serbia, Hungary, Romania. He can never remember the exact arrangement. You could spend your days, your entire orbiting life, you could do no work whatsoever. You could abandon it all, just to look. You could never really comprehend the stars, but the Earth, you could know in the way you know another person, in the way he came quite studiedly and determinedly to know his wife.
I powered down the phone and slotted the thin slab into my pocket. I was really doing this. This was really happening. I extricated myself from your sleeping body and delicately laid your delicate head down. I arranged the blanket around you and stood back. There you were. Your own republic. A sovereign state. This key moment in your history was unfolding, but you would never have access to it. I had bequeathed you a blank page.
He ran up the side of the mound, elbows pumping away. When he reached the top, he stood looking round. Then he promptly disappeared. After a few seconds, I realised that he must have knelt down behind a clump of bracken. Then he straightened up and stamped on the ground, first with one foot, then the other. He stayed up on the mound for several more minutes. When he came back down, he was shaking his head. "What is it, Mr. Brown?"
"You have rabbits, Mrs. Pree."
"I'm looking for someone," she says.
"Unreal."
"Someone specific."
"Not your husband, I hope."
"No, not him."
"You got a name?"
"Julius."
"No, honey, your name."
She cocks her head at him. "What's yours?"
"Peter."
He loosens his arms and she unspools from him and then he spools her back. Peter leans out of their embrace and lights a cigarette and offers it to her and she waves it away.
"Muriel," she says.